There's a song that's sung in every state of the Union, including Oklahoma. Now, you're probably wondering why I mentioned Oklahoma. Certainly not the biggest or the most populated state in the Union, but it certainly seems to be a leader in the production of talented folk singers and writers, and one of her outstanding native sons is our guest today, young Tom Paxton. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you, Oscar. It's nice to be here.
I hope we can count on you to sing one of your own compositions.
Yes, Oscar. This song comes from my background in Oklahoma. It's a river called the Deep Fork River. And about 2 years ago, here in New York City, I got to thinking about the Deep Fork and wrote this song. Now the Deep Fork is a muddy river near my home, near my home. The Deep Fork is a muddy river near my home, near my home. And the Deep Fork is in Oklahoma, near my home, near my home. The Deep Fork is in Oklahoma, near my home, near my home. I can hear hounds baying on the river near my home, near my home. And I surely have a rabbit for my dinner near my home, near my home. When the sun goes down, a man gets awful lonesome for his home, for his home. When the sun goes down, a man gets awful lonesome for his home, for his home. Now the Deep Fork is a muddy river near my home, near my home. The Deep Fork is a muddy river near my home, near my home.
Thank you, Tom Paxton, for the Deep Fork River Blues. Now, once again, it's time to hear a true story taken from the files of the Social Security Administration with the permission of the man who lived it. Our storytellers are, you guessed it, Roy Swift and Wallace Kendall. Roy, what's our story for today?
Well, it kind of answers the question, when is a good age to retire? According to Mr. William Chin of Kalamazoo, Michigan, never. When Mr. Chin was 9 years old, he ran away from home looking for an exciting life. Almost 90 years later, he's still moving along at a brisk pace, although even he'll admit that he's tapered off his activities to some extent in the last few years. At an age when most people are getting Social Security benefits, Mr. Chin started to pay Social Security taxes and to build protection for himself.
When he was in his mid-80s, Mr. Chin was still firing a boiler for a paper company. He was forced to retire after the company wasn't able to carry insurance on him. He says they didn't actually let him go. They just started to let him off twice a year for 6 months each time.
Well, age certainly hasn't impaired Mr. Chin's sense of humor at any rate. What's he doing now?
Well, even though he's 98 now, he's in business for himself. He raises rabbits. He has about 550 of them in his care. And as he says, you've got to stay ahead of that many rabbits. He also has another activity that keeps him hopping. No pun intended here. He raises red bander fishing worms for the fishing trade. His 400,000 worms fill a portion of the barn where he spends a lot of time. And he still does most of the maintenance around the place. Just 2 years ago, at 96, he painted the eaves of his two-story dwelling.
A truly remarkable man. Tell me, Wallace, is he still getting Social Security benefits?
He sure is. Since he's over 72 years of age now, he can get a Social Security check every month, no matter how much he earns in a year.
Well, how about telling our listeners the facts on getting benefits even though you still keep working?
Okay, Oscar, here are the facts. Up until a person is 72, he can get Social Security benefits only as a kind of insurance to replace part of the earnings he has lost because of his retirement. I don't want to leave the impression that a person under 72 has to have very low earnings to get retirement benefits, Oscar. He can earn $100 a month without affecting his benefits at all. And many can earn as much as $3,600 in a year and still get some benefits for that year.
I see. Up to age 72, Social Security benefits are insurance against loss of earnings because of retirement, disability, or death. But at age 72, these benefits become an annuity and are paid even though you're working full time.
That's right. I'd advise all our listeners to go to the nearest Social Security office and get a free copy of booklet number 23. It has complete information on this important subject. Remember, that's booklet number 23.
Thanks, Roy and Wallace. And now, once again, Tom Paxton.
Thank you, Oscar. I'd like to sing for you now a song which I wrote about 3 or 4 years ago, which has been recorded by the Chad Mitchell Trio. It's a children's song called The Marvelous Toy. When I was just a wee little lad, full of health and joy, my father homeward came one night and gave to me a toy. A wonder to behold it was, with many colors bright. The moment I laid eyes on it, it became my heart's delight. It went zip when it moved and bop when it stopped, whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. The first time that I picked it up, I had a big surprise. For right on its bottom were two big buttons that looked like big green eyes. I first pushed one and then the other, then I twisted its lid. When I set it down again, this is what it did. It went zip when it moved and bop when it stopped, whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. It first marched left and then marched right, then marched under a chair. And when I looked where it had gone, it wasn't even there. I started to cry and my daddy laughed, for he knew that I would find. When I turned around, my marvelous toy chugging from behind. It went zip when it moved and bop when it stopped, whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. Well, the years have gone by too quickly, it seems. I have my own little boy, and yesterday I gave to him my marvelous little toy. His eyes nearly popped right out of his head. He gave a squeal of glee. Neither one of us knows just what it is, but he loves it just like me. It still goes zip when it moves and bop when it stops, whirr when it stands still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will.
Tom Paxton's Marvelous Toy. Many thanks, Tom, for being with us today.
Thanks, Oscar. I hope to be seeing you again.
We'll make those arrangements, Tom. Now I'd like to sing a song that comes from Canada, where I come from. This is a French-Canadian song, but I'll sing it in the English translation. The Raftsman.
The gay raftsmen, oh, where are they? The gay raftsmen, oh, where are they? To winter camps, they're on their way. Sing a little song, raise your little glass, and let the raftsman pass and play it on the big bass drum. in bark canoes. They make their way in bark canoes. They make their way. They reach the camp and shout hooray and sing a little song. Raise your little glass and let the raftsmen pass and play it on a big bass drum. When mealtime comes, the men all say, when mealtime comes, the men all say, it's pork and beans again today. Sing a little song, raise your little glass, then let the raftsmen pass and play it on a big bass drum. Greet them come, the ladies gay, it'll greet them come, the ladies gay, help them spend their hard-earned pay. Sing a little song, raise your little glass, better let the raftsmen pass and play it on a big bass drum.
The Song of Les Raftsmen from Canada. We'll be coming your way, just like the raftsmen, once again when we return with the world of folk music.
I've slung my guitar o'er my shoulder, and I've wandered this country around. And the tunes that I've heard in my journey have sung up a wonderful sound.
The World of Folk Music, starring Oscar Brand, has been presented as a public service on behalf of your Social Security Administration to acquaint you with the benefits Social Security provides for you.
Their sadness and joy set to music the story of life in a song. I guess we'll just keep on a-singing as we go a-traveling along.